Hi, everybody. Welcome to Queers Against Die Culture. This isn't going to be a full episode or anything super educational or helpful or honestly probably very interesting. It's pretty much just going to be me telling you what you can expect from this podcast. But first, I want to start with a quick disclaimer. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and solely as a self-help tool for your own use. I'm not providing medical, psychological, or nutrition therapy advice. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any health problems or illnesses without consulting your own medical practitioner. Please always seek the advice of your own medical practitioner or mental health provider about your specific health situation. I would also like to tack a trigger warning onto this podcast. The topic of eating disorders is likely to come up a lot as it closely relates to diet culture. I'll also be talking about the symptoms of diet culture and food-related trauma, including my own experiences as well as other people's experiences, which may be difficult to hear about. We'll also be talking a lot about the queer experience, which will surely include a lot of difficult topics, so please listen to this podcast at your own discretion. Also, throughout the podcast, I'll be using words like thin, fat, and other similar types of words, and I want to be really clear about how I'm using them. These terms are not insults, they're neutral descriptors, kind of like I'm saying somebody has curly hair or wears glasses. The system that profits off of body shame has tried to load them up with judgment, but part of the work is reclaiming language and taking the sting out of words that never should have been weaponized in the first place. Okay, so to tell you a little bit about myself, my name is Raya. I'm a queer anti-diet health coach and nutritionist. My intention with this podcast is to help other queer folks heal their relationships with their bodies and food. I think it's really important to have representation in pretty much all professions and areas of life. Not only is it important to be able to see yourself in the people who are offering support, but it also shapes the kinds of conversations we have, values we center, and the ways that we imagine healing in a way that's much different than the support we get from people who don't share our experiences in life. And I also have my own experiences with diet culture that led me to having a toxic relationship with food and my body, from the way that food and weight were discussed in my household growing up, to being bullied by my classmates about my weight, and even seeing the way other people's bodies were treated and talked about on TV and in movies and on social media. As an adult, I've done a lot of work to try to unpack this and repair my relationship with food and body, but it really can't be done alone. You need support. And I want to be that support for my fellow queers. A lot of health coaches and nutritionists contribute to these toxic food rules by focusing on weight as the ultimate marker of health. When everything gets boiled down to how many pounds you've lost or how many sizes you've dropped, it reinforces these harmful ideas that smaller automatically means healthier. That kind of thinking not only erases the complexity of what health is, but it also causes harm, especially for queer folks, fat folks, and anyone whose body doesn't fit into the narrow mold that our society deems acceptable. But as for what you can expect from this podcast, I'll be releasing a new episode every week, and while you never know what direction this podcast is actually going to take, my plan is to have most episodes be queer-focused as well as diet culture-focused, but I'll probably throw in some episodes that are solely about the queer experience and not really related to the diet industry at all. So I guess we'll see what ends up happening. And I do plan on eventually having guests. It might not be right away, and it probably won't be the majority of episodes. Most are going to be solo, but if you are interested in being a guest, go ahead and click the link in the show notes, which will take you to a form to fill out. And last thing, while I am queer, I am not an expert in all things queer related. So if I misspeak about something or say something wrong, please feel free to let me know. I'm always open to learning and trying to do better. Alrighty, that's all I have for you right now. Thanks for checking out Queers Against Die Culture.